This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, and he's flying solo tonight. That's right. This is RSB with no Super D. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super D is on injured reserve tonight. It's like an injury day. My son comes home from his track practice, and he's got a groin injury from doing the pole vault, the leaping part. It's like, oh, the ligament goes, ow! He's all right. He'll recover. And Super Don shows me that he's got, like, something's coming out. I don't know what's going on, but like a balloon out of the side of his jaw. So he's going to go get it taken care of while we do the show tonight. So it's just you and me, folks, and we'll be all good. And Super Don will be all better. He's not missing. He's not missing in action. He'll be fine. But it's just you and me. Just warning you, because I know how much people tune in, not for me, but for Super D, and you're just going to have to be disappointed tonight. I'm sorry. We're going to see what's going on with that. Now, what do we got tonight? Oh, we do have a very special treat, though. Super Don has coordinated with Not a Doc, Chris Barr, to be on second hour tonight. So we've got a lot of news stories to cover with him, including the vaccine injury stories, the cover-up of psychiatric drugging of the population, as well as diabetes leading to heart disease, all that good stuff that we like to do together. But first and foremost, the reason for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if not for health freedom, then what? Right? Health freedom, healing liberty. And there's a pretty interesting overview of what's going on, the challenges, the threats that we are facing in terms of health freedom. And maybe a few things that are actually good peppered in there. Right? The Alliance for Natural Health are good friends there, do great work in monitoring this. And there are other groups out there, of course, the National Health Freedom group that we've got, the Health Freedom Congress coming up in June in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Our good friend, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, is the president of that organization. And I would urge you to plan to be in, I believe it's June 10th through the 12th in Minneapolis, St. Paul, so we can discuss a lot of this and more. I'm here doing it 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, but people behind the scenes all the time are working these issues. So the headline over at govtslaves.info. Interesting website, like short for government, governmentslaves.info. I have tackled the issue of slavery here, but it's not the way you think slavery is. It's a much more subtle form of slavery under which we live today in modern America. And I know around the world you're like, what, America, the freest country on planet Earth? And what are you talking slavery? Come on. And this has nothing to do with racism or the history of racism. It's a perspective on slavery that goes beyond color and pigmentation and all of that. It's about those who are, I guess, as it was said by George Carlin, those in the club and those who are not in the club. And years ago when I first encountered this discrepancy, I'll say it in the healthcare arena, how this came to be, a realization. When oncologists began calling my mentor and me in homeopathy, oncologists, not calling us to get us in trouble, not calling us to yell at us because we were doing natural medicine for those suffering from cancer, but because they or a loved one of theirs was suffering from cancer, and they were unwilling to do for themselves or their family members that which they would provide to you and me or anybody else that would come see him with cancer. You go to an oncologist, chemo, radiation, surgery. They're like, I know better than to do that for myself and my wife. And so there is a split. There is a capacity and a capability for the human psyche to schism like this, where you will do some things that are horrific to other people, but for yourself, you're like, I know better than that, than to do that for myself. And somehow you continue on in life with living this. Cognitive dissonance is a mild way to say it. And many of these doctors have to take a lot of drugs to do what they do. It's just an unconscionable action to visit horrible things like vaccination on children. And you can interview some of these doctors, and behind the scenes, they'll tell you, no, I won't do that for my family. But they'll make me do it for everybody else. Now, if we take it up a notch to the so-called overlords, right, within government, they're like, we can't have you doing that which is in, let's say, violation of the fundamental principles. I use that term loosely at the moment, of big pharma. That is to profit in a monopoly. Profit handsomely in a monopoly and buy the regulatory agencies, capture them so that whatever we do will be protected, enforced, and if anybody tries to come in on our turf that isn't a drug, we'll say that they're pretending to be one, and the government agencies will protect us from that. In the meantime, the people will get the shaft because you'll only be able to access the medicines of not nature, of creation, but the medicines of medical man, the artifice, the artificial reality. And so headline reads, it's coming. States getting ready to block access to natural health care choice and supplements. And a lot of this is going through organizations like it used to be called like the American Dietetics Association, something like that. I think they changed their name to Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics because people were onto them that like, you guys don't know squat about nutrition, you dietitians. Oh, I got an idea. Let's put nutrition in our name and then everybody will believe we actually know nutrition. And so what they've tried to do is capture the state-level houses of government and say, you know what, we need a licensure for dietitians so that no nutritional people that are not one of us getting our education funded by Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi, right, aspartame for everybody, we can't have anybody else describe what is good for somebody with diabetes, right? That's, you know, dietitians. Their standard of care or monopoly on practice. And so these licenses to practice medicine, licenses to practice dietetics, nutrition, they basically stifle, snuff out any competition, alternative, competitive thoughts about health and healing. Now, how we would stomach this for even one second, that a bunch of dunderheaded dietitians would gain a monopoly stranglehold on the dissemination of information about how people should be eating for their better health. Except for the fact that most of America still has adopted the mantra that all symptoms, whether they be physical, emotional, or mental, are evidence of some FDA-approved drug pharmaceutical. Whether you believe that overtly, people are living that way in reality, in an artificial reality. And so we've got bills like in New York, SB 2231, providing licensure for dietitians. But anybody who doesn't have a license can no longer communicate to anyone for compensation information that could be beneficial to them that is not compromised by PepsiCo and Coca-Cola company. To me, that would be just plain obvious. That's outrageous. You're in America. Why would you want to prohibit people from communicating? Where is the defense of the freedom of speech? Well, apparently it's only good for those with progressive ideology now. Freedom of speech on campuses only if you promote socialism, the power and glory of government. But in this case, even the Republican conservatives have been duped because they still believe in licensure. By and large, I'm in a minority. I admit that. I know that. That's why I'm glad we are technically not a democracy in America. Because democracy is dangerous to the minorities. There's no protection for minorities. If you got two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner, and you're the sheep, you're going to get to be on the menu. And so the minority of people that utilize natural supplements, nutritional perspectives, unfunded, not funded by Big Pharma or stooges that represent them, We have a capacity to know things that are different, to do things that are different, but we are a threat to the existing order, establishment of dunderheaded dietitians. So that's just one of many examples of the attacks on health freedom that are ongoing. In Florida, there's a bill that would restrict who can provide diabetes self-management training. There is nobody in Florida that has a license that is promoting the use of what we're going to talk about next hour with Chris Barr. GTF chromium in 100% whole food state, supplementing and reversing diabetes type 2 altogether. It's not happening. And if you counsel somebody to do that without a license, what happens? Your freedom could be taken away from you. How is that the freest country on planet Earth? Now, there is a good bill in Florida. Again, if you go through this, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see there is an opposing bill, 1047 in Florida, that opens up the practice of nutrition so that other health professionals, health coaches and things can do that. So there is a bit of a competing scenario where there are a small minority of freedom lovers that are trying to push back on the state level. And kudos to them if you're successful. But then again, we're dealing with insanity over guns right now, despite the fact that it isn't the guns. Guns have been here long before there were school shootings. It's the people that have changed, and we're going to talk about that today as well. Nutritional deficiencies, assaults on innocent children with violent vaccines, all of these manifesting in violent ways, including and especially the treatment for emotional disturbances of any and all kind, perhaps normal, via psychotropic psychiatric medication. There are laws for naturopathic licensure in some states that prohibit traditional naturopathy from being utilized, available to the people. And you've heard me rail against the naturopathic colleges that are accredited. Not because I'm against them per se, but I'm against them suppressing the freedom of traditional naturopathy to coexist side by side. You can't claim to be what you're not, but you also can't suppress what you don't like, as long as it's not harming anyone. So this is a pretty comprehensive article. I would open it up for you to investigate, those of you in the United States in particular, to see if in your state there is a law about to be made or proposed that could restrict your freedom. Maybe you'll want to move out of California like a lot of people are doing for a lot of reasons. But this is a good overview to catch yourself up. Check it out where it goes. And if you believe in health freedom and healing liberty, you want the government on all levels out of your business. And that's not being an anarchist. It's being someone who believes in self-rule. The ability to care for myself and my family and for those that want to consult with me, or if I choose to consult with somebody who has a license or who doesn't. That is my freedom. That is your freedom. Embrace it or go to Cuba.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, we are playing Stranglehold coming in from the break here with Ted Nugent. And it's funny, my son, 18, grew up on what? 80s, 70s, now 90s metal because he's into Metallica long before I was. I mean, what did I know? I'm not cool. And now he comes home like he has songs in his phone and he plays, Dad, what's this? What's this? What's it? Mike, I don't even know half the songs he knows from the same era I grew up in. He's gone so eclectic and expanded into areas of metal I've never been. Anyway, I find that a little bit humorous. So here we go. This is back to my Atlanta roots. I was at Emory University for 4 years plus then because I actually I coached swimming there for a number of years, assistant coach, in addition to photography. This is before I woke up and began to eat well and know stuff. I did other things. Yeah, I had a life before this stuff. I did. Pretty crazy stuff I did. But fun stuff, too, overall, I have to say. But it was right there on Clifton Road. I would pass every day the Centers for Disease Control. I can't even say their name right anymore because it's, for me, it's the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, CDC. And they were right there in Clifton Road, a humble little building. Then they built this multi-billion-dollar building. Probably goes, you know, 100 stories into the granite below with all the crazy secret stuff that they do, including mixing concoctions and potions. Hey, what kind of bio-warfare can we develop? Make sure we're ready for it, right? Oops, it got out in a FedEx truck. I didn't see where that went. Well, there's some more real weird stuff going on over there, including, of course, the CDC whistleblower we've talked about for the past few years. But now I've kind of held off on talking about this until I got some more valid confirmation of what's going on. But apparently a 35-year-old Ph.D. epidemiologist, he got his master's and Ph.D. from Harvard. And his name is Timothy Cunningham, CDC epidemiologist, left work about after complaining of feeling ill on February 12th and hasn't been seen or heard from since. And the mainstream news has picked up on it. His parents were contacted. They've come to Atlanta. They checked out his place. It's like his keys were there. His phone was there. Windows were open. He's just disappeared. And so it's a mystery. What's going on here? Now, anytime you have a high-up CDC official disappearing, it's not just the standard crime scene. I think, because there's stuff going on at the CDC that relates to what goes on planet Earth. There's some deep state stuff that goes down deep down in the bowels of the CDC. So I just got a message from a friend of mine who is in the know, too, on these issues and follows up on this stuff. Let me just see if I can read what has just been revealed. The CDC had a press conference today, okay, apparently on this issue. They said that this Cunningham was told in the previous week that he would not be getting a promotion that he was expecting. Then he was out sick on the Thursday and Friday, went back into work on a Monday in the morning and had a meeting about why he was not getting the promotion. He was upset, disappointed, went home after that telling them that he was not feeling well. So there was some backstory here that we're trying to piece together. Tried to call his mother on the way home, but didn't get through to her. And he got home then, nothing. Cars, phone, keys, everything's still at the house, and he's nowhere to be found. So I don't know. This could be a tragic, I'm depressed, and he's suicidal, or is there some other foul play involved? But as I said, anytime the CDC is involved, and this guy was apparently involved in Zika field research, maybe some Ebola stuff going on. I don't know. For me, if I'm going to speculate and say, oh, there's some kind of nefarious activity going on, I can't say that I know that. I don't even know that at all. But I will say that when stuff goes on at the CDC, I'm usually suspicious. Not of the average worker bee, but those that are out there pounding the virological pavement, I'm very suspicious of. Because they continue to defy law of the terrain realities. Antoine Béchamp, they don't acknowledge he never existed. It's all about Louis Pasteur, the germ theory. And there may be karmic repercussions for focusing solely on the germ. Because it frightens people into feeling disempowered, into feeling like they're potentially victims, and it frightens them into the needles of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And I think there is a karmic price to pay for that. As opposed to the toxicologists that don't come out much from CDC, who point out that anytime you see an epidemiological manifestation of a virus or a viral outbreak, that there's always some kind of mitigating toxicological circumstance. Whether it be the sewage in the streets of Haiti, for instance, that President Trump called a you-know-what hole. Or whether it be a toxicological dumping of larvicide in the water somewhere in Brazil, precipitating a year later the manifestation of birth defects called microcephaly that the virologist rushed in to say was caused by Zika. But the toxicologists and those who understand nutrition and minerals recognize the displacement of selenium and viral activity that responds because of that and birth defects that happen in an environment that lacks selenium.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, flying solo tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Until second hour, then we got Chris Barr, not a doc, joining us. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our home and broadcast radio syndication. It's known as GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and our radio affiliates around the country. Available right afterwards, even through a syndicated, it's available at GCNlive.com as an archive for free. As the first place it's up, then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and when we're simulcasting on YouTube, as long as we're not censored on YouTube, so far so good, unless Ben on the board, who's with us for a couple of days till a sabbatical, tells us to play some Bee Gees. Then we'll get banned on YouTube. Yeah, that happened. That happened. No. Do you have some Red Hot Chili Peppers? The other day we played the Red Hot Chili Pipers. I don't know if you were with us that night.
I'm not sure if I was.
It was a funny story because this guy, it was like an anniversary trip or something for his girlfriend. He's like, oh, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are coming to Scotland. And he's from England or something. So he booked the weekend. They booked the flight. They got great seats, and it wasn't that expensive. He's like, this is really strange, but this is awesome. He gets there, and he sees his ticket. Says It's the Red Hot Chili Pipers, not Peppers. It was apparently a bagpipe cover band that did a lot of kind of contemporary rock music with bagpipes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. We actually played some of it. It was pretty good. But if you have some Red Hot Chili Peppers, about 20, 30 seconds of it, I'd like to set the mood for our first story going into this segment.
I got it.
All right, press play. So what is that one called, Ben? Is it called Psycho Sexy?
Yeah, Sir Psycho Sexy.
Sir Psycho Sexy. So there's a guy in that band, that, and the lead singer is not Flea, right? Flea is the bass player.
Right.
And you know what I like about that band is that bass player, you know he's present on that band. I mean, it's like one of those bands where the bass really pops out of just about every song. And I dig the bass. And not every band can pull that off, but Flea, this guy is amazing. Now, there's an opioid crisis here in America, but apparently it's not just in the United States. It's everywhere that these opioids are, quote-unquote, legal. And a headline in The Guardian, I think that's the U.S. edition of The Guardian, because they're out of the U.K. A headline says, I was high as hell. Flea, Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist, attacks prescription of OxyContin. So he's writing about his drug addiction problems in Time magazine. And he says it was hard to beat the temptation when doctors prescribe opioids. I mean, this guy has done drugs, okay? And he said there wasn't anything more difficult than the opioids approved by the Fear and Death Administration. Now, the FDA can say, well, we were duped, right? Because it was Purdue Pharma that fudged the data that said it wasn't addictive. But really, there were people that warned you within the FDA. But they went ahead and said, okay, bring it out. And this is where you can, I think, legitimately and reasonably speculate on the intent and purpose of the Fear and Death Administration to indict you, to inflict harm. Maybe not the average FDA agent on the, you know, low levels or an inspector, whatever. They're doing their job, even though it's disgusting to me to hear people say, oh, I was just doing my job, right? Especially when it is a blocking the freedom of access to natural substances, or in this case, promoting the exclusive monopoly on pain management to a series of drugs in the opioid family that are killing people, thousands of people perhaps every month. And then it's, at the same time, the FDA is writing out cease and desist letters to people doing Kratom or CBD or the bad publicity and press within the mainstream media that is medically conflicted, pharmaceutically conflicted, saying how outrageous it is that anybody would use a homeopathic medicine for addiction or for pain management or acupuncture. And so it's a mess out there. And Flea, a rock and roll legend from the Red Hot Chili Peppers bass player, is coming out and going, dude, drugs are bad, but man, there ain't nothing so bad like opioids. And he said he's done weed. He's snorted things. He's shot up things. He's popped things. He's smoked things. He's dropped. I mean, I don't even know what he's half the things he's talking about. See, he says through his teens and 20s, and he's had a close calls with death as a result of the drug taking. But again, nothing as bad as the OxyContin. He broke his arm after a snowboarding accident and was prescribed that drug. And he says, I was high as hell when I took those things. It not only quelled my physical pain, this is quoting Flea, but all my emotions as well. Okay, so do we add to the mess of, if somebody's in pain, they're on a psychiatric med, add this into the mix, what does that lead to? I'm just going a little further than the article. Because numbing you from your emotions, right? What are these drugs doing? They're dehumanizing us. They're taking us out of the life chain. Donald Trump was criticized heavily by the media, the leftist media, because he dared to mention the desensitization to violence in movies or video games. Now, he wasn't calling for the outright banning or censorship. He wasn't saying it was the cause. But the mere mention of it, it gets people in hackles in terms of, yes, I defend the First Amendment, freedom of speech. But context, as a parent, do I want my kids watching and participating in this violence without integrating my parental interaction with them? I mean, that's another aspect to this. But if we couple that lack of parental interaction, lack of good nutrition, the vaccine violence, the deficiencies that result as your body is displacing selenium with the metals that they're introducing, and then you throw on top of that for behavioral emotional disorders, Ritalin, anti-anxiety medications, and now SSRIs. It's an absolute disconnect, and our Fear and Death Administration, the official monopoly-sanctioned, powerful, all-powerful force in government that says the only thing you're allowed to do to manage your pain are non-steroidal, steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. A lot of them are available over-the-counter without a prescription. Or if you're going into the prescriptions, Tylenol with codeine can cause you to get really nauseous and it really damages your liver. Or stepping it up to the opioids, like Flea was diagnosed with a broken arm, and then for pain management, they gave him OxyContin. He says, I only took it one day, but I was not present for my kids. My creative spirit went into decline. Oh, sorry, let me say it right. I only took one a day. He only took one a day. I apologize, I misread that. This is because I don't have Super D at the ready. He'd help me with this. I'm on my own, kids. But I was not present for my kids. My creative spirit went into decline, and I became depressed. I stopped taking them after a month, but I could have easily gotten another refill. And so we talk about, where do kids learn to take drugs? They're not learning it from the street corner. They're learning it from the commercials on the news, on television, during the Olympics. They're learning it if their parents have an ailment and they pop a pill. And they're learning it from the government that says, yes, this is okay. This is sanctioned. This is okay. We approve of this. And you moms and dads out there, some of you church-faring, God-fearing folks that are worshiping in church on Sundays, synagogue on Saturdays, but the rest of the week, you're at the altar of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism with these pills and drugs and shots, etc. And the opioids are feeding into it. It is a spiritual crisis on top of a physical crisis. And if it removes you from life and reality, as it did for Flea, a creative bass guitarist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, it can do it to anybody. And for him to say, as experienced he is with illicit drugs, to say that OxyContin was worse than all of them, what are we doing? Why aren't they being banned? Why aren't we freeing up all people to utilize the plants of creation, like the cannabis plant for pain management, like the kratom plant for pain management? We know the answer why. Economics, yes, partly. But there is a nefarious agenda afoot. Not everybody at CDC is aware of it. Not everybody at FDA is aware of it. But on some level, they're very aware that if you drug the population, you can control the population. If you reduce nutritional values down to a level that you're at subsistence level and not much more, you will be chronically weakened. You may be manifesting diseases that are diagnosed as drug deficiencies. More drugs, more drugs, more drugs. I've said it for many years. This is more evidence. We live in the United States of drug America. Now, is there good news to the story? Well, apparently, Jeff Sessions, it's been a mixed bag with Jeff Sessions because he's gone after weed, cannabis. But apparently, Trump has availed on him and said, hey, listen, you got to go after the opioid manufacturers. And they're filing a statement of intent or a statement of interest in a case involving hundreds of lawsuits against the makers of these opioid drugs. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced Tuesday a creation of a new task force focused specifically on targeting opioid manufacturers and distributors and holding them accountable for unlawful practices. This is where I say, it's about dang time, but it's too little too late. The stuff's out. And unless you pull it off the market, it's going to continue to find its way to feed the addiction. Just as our own CIA, I say that loosely, our own. It's not. It's a deep state scenario. Has been participating in the drug trade around the world. Afghanistan, Vietnam, you name it. And profited off the books to put on black ops going on all over the world. The same scenario is invested heavily, or similar scenarios invested heavily, to keep the people addicted and to profit from it off of the books. And Big Pharma is big evil. And so, and I hear Super Don, even though he's not here tonight. He's like, but come on, give him some props. This is good. Yeah, I know. It's a little better than nothing, but it's a little late and it's a little too little. How are we going to get out of this crisis? I will say it. The churches, the synagogues, the mosques, All of the religious institutions have got to counsel the people that go there, from the preacher man on down or from the congregation on up, and speak openly about the dangers of a satanic cult known as modern medicine. In many and all of its trappings, outside of resetting Flea's broken arm. But immediately he should have been offered cannabis-based, CBD, cannabidiol. He should have been offered kratom. He should have been offered acupuncture. Should have been offered Arnica Montana. But instead, OxyContin. Addict them. Hook them. Destroy them. It's destroying families. It's destroying parents, grandparents. It's destroying kids. And so the war on drugs, all those years ago, I remember Nancy Reagan say no to drugs. As I said back then, she said no to the wrong drugs. The FDA-approved variety is the one, are the ones we should have said no to. And I did many, many years ago. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Super Don not here tonight. I am missing him. I know you are too. But we've got to carry on. We shall be strong. And Chris Barr, not a doc, will be joining us next hour. In the meantime, stand up, sit down. We're going to go through the confusion now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barataro from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's me without Super D. He'll be back. He will. I was just talking to my YouTube family out there watching, and he opened up the Skype. We discussed the show and go through things, and said, I don't know if I'm going to be here tonight. Would it be okay? I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but yeah. And he opens up the camera, and suddenly I see two faces. I'm like, whoa, that's a whole other face. What is going on? And so he's out there taking care of that. So if you believe in prayer, yeah, send some his way. And I'm a little distracted. I am thinking about him tonight. But I know he'll be okay. He'll be okay. But it was one of those, hello, didn't know that was happening tonight. How about standing up or sitting down? He loves this story. I'm so bummed that he's not here for this one. But over the years we talk about this. Sitting down is worse than smoking. Remember that? Sitting down is worse than smoking. And then, of course, the rise of stand-up desks. And now you have to ask yourself, is there like a stand-up industry that kind of bought some PR agencies to pump out into the thing that, smoking is not so bad, but sitting is. So everybody goes out and get a stand-up desk. My wife has told me, you need to get one of those stand-up desks. I was like, honey, I like doing it low-tech. I've got a bunch of these end tables, and I have two monitors set up, one for my stand-up show, one for my sit-down during the day when I'm doing other work. So I, depending on how I'm feeling, I will do some of the day sitting down, some of the day standing up. And I think that's pretty good. Now, for those that are standing 100% of the day, according to this latest study, it says that could be hard for you too. So what are you going to do? And we talked about maybe you could crouch the whole day. Do you remember there used to be the sit-up kind of, you're sitting on your knee chairs? I used to have one of those, which were cool because you really would have a little bit better posture until you'd also find a way to slouch on those. But the idea of being in one position all of the time, I think that's the bad thing. Not that you're sitting and that's bad for you. Not that you're standing and that's bad for you. But if you're only doing one or the other for prolonged periods of time. And in this study, it's like I would almost call it a moment of duh. They ultimately say, you'd probably be better off if you just take a couple of walks during the day in between whatever you're doing, whether you're sitting or standing, and you'd be okay. I'm like, right. Who couldn't think of that? If you ever watch the, I have to warn my son about this. He's graduating this year from high school. And do you remember, did you do this or did anybody that you know did this? Stood up, usually the guys would do this. They'd lock their knees and they'd pass out. And they were standing. They were standing. Obviously, it's something, and it's happened at a recent wedding I went to. My niece got married and one of her bridesmaids, standing up, passed out, just locked knees, boom, fortunately fell into the grass. It was an outdoor wedding. So the idea of not moving in any position, sitting, or standing for prolonged periods of time, not the greatest idea. Life itself depends upon movement. That's not to say don't sit down and do contemplative, prayerful, whatever you do from time to time. But ultimately, life is about movement. So making sure that the system is in gear at some point or another. Getting out there, exercising, walking, jogging, running, biking, whatever you do. We don't need another study to tell us standing is dangerous, sitting is dangerous. Although, we'll continue to cover them because they're kind of funny. But it's kind of silly that we need studies to tell us what should be readily apparent and obvious. That we should all be out in our garden. Unless you're in Minnesota, you have a legitimate excuse. The ground is probably still frozen and you'd hurt yourself digging into it. Is that right, Ben? Is that true? You live in the permafrost right now? How warm was warm? Whoa! That means like the ice on the lakes is gone?
It's melting, but it's not quite gone yet. I still saw some people out there today, but they weren't in their ice houses or anything.
No?
No. Just on the lake.
45 degrees. Man, oh man, that is downright hot. Well, you know, it's obviously up in the 80s. I'm really excited. I invited my buddy Paul to go bike riding from Echo Water this weekend because he says, well, when it's 85 and 100% humidity, I'm not doing it. I'm like, I get that. Okay. I don't mind sweating. I like it. But apparently it's going to be low 70s, no humidity. It's going to be pristine. And guess what? Ben's coming to Florida, and he's going to have the best weather ever. It's going to be the best weather ever. If you're looking for 85 and sticky, you're not going to have it, Ben, on this trip. Sorry. Sorry, buddy. Florida is not going to deliver hot and sticky for you. So Ben must have done something good on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's earned a nice trip to Florida. I look forward to seeing you there, buddy. So I'll miss you here. All right, we're going to take a break. It's top of the hour. A little news is going to play on the GCN feed. We're live on the YouTube as well. Go to robertscottbell.com if you haven't seen all the show notes and all the stories we're going to cover with guess who? Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's smarter. And he's joining me next because the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.